Welcome to the LCS podcast series. I'm your host today, Laura Franco, Vice President, Director of Post-Acute Regulatory Strategy. Today, I am joined by a very special guest, Beth Sanders. Beth is the founder and CEO of LifeBio. LifeBio is a very, very good friend of LifeCare Services, and we use the LifeBio system in many of our assisted living and memory care communities. And today we're here to talk to Beth about the uses of LifeBio in memory care, in assisted living, and in life plan retirement communities. So, Beth, I'd like to welcome you first and ask you if you can tell us a little bit about LifeBio.
Thanks, Laura, for having me, and I'm so glad to be on the LCS podcast today. LifeBio believes that every person has a story to tell. And in the way that we capture life stories, we get to know people, and then we really care deeply. So LifeBio is a very innovative approach to make capturing life stories easier than ever before, because, like I said, every person has a story to tell. We know that every person is unique, and they have the story, and they also deserve a legacy, for sure. And so you are amazing, Laura. And so all of your people out there that you're serving are also incredibly amazing. And that's how we see every single person. And we want to tap into who they are and what makes them tick, what makes them special. Along the way, though, you and I have talked about this, we really support wellness initiatives that are out there going on today, and we're also very tied into person-centered care. With the LifeBio approach, we help people build relationships, because when you know someone well, then you've got something more fun to talk about, right? Because many times, maybe we're talking with our relatives, we're talking about health, sports, food, the weather. And so LifeBio's goal is to take conversations deeper and to just make it really fun and interesting to be learning more about who people are, who they've always been, what they've loved to do in the past, what they'd love to do now, what they'll love to do in the future.
Well, you know, Beth, it's interesting that you say that, because I know you and I know a bit about your story. And I'm wondering if you could take a few minutes and share with our listeners how LifeBio came to be, because I know and appreciate LifeBio and what you're doing with LifeBio from your own personal story.
Oh, sure. Well, my grandmother is really the inspiration for LifeBio. And many years ago now, I recorded her. And I grew up on the same street with her, Laura, so it's like, it's, you know, how would I not know my grandma, really? But what I found out was, when I was intentional and asked the right kinds of questions, our conversations went deeper than they ever had before. And in a little over an hour with my grandmother, I learned that she had once been a little girl and a teenager and had gone to college and had gotten married and had children, and then she had my mom, one of her children, and now here I was, her grandchild. And I thought, Grandma, I had no idea you had all this life that happened before I was born. How come I've never thought of you as a whole person? You're so amazing. And so that day she told me about work experiences that I never knew about. She introduced me to her grandparents a little bit, and now I'm learning something about my great-great-grandparents. So I mean, I was just thinking to myself as she's telling me all of this, Grandma, we've had dinner together. We've done many things, but we've never talked about this really cool, interesting stuff. So what are the right questions to bring out the best in people and to know who they are? We love these people. And we have, in community settings, the staff becomes like family too. So how do we all take that person in and go, amazing, let's all know more? And I'd like to mention too that my father, who had passed away in 2017, I recorded him as well. And he was a Vietnam vet. And it was interesting, you know, for many years he did not always want to, you know, talk about that. Some things he talked about, some things he didn't. But I noticed that he reached a point where he did want to share some of the things that he had been through. And what an amazing thing to hear those stories, know that history. And in the case of both my grandma and my father, by telling their stories, we just got closer as a result. So I just want people to have that chance to know the people they love more deeply, because it benefits all of us.
And Beth, I just love that story. I really do love that story, because out of a passion became Life Bio, and it became a part of senior living moving forward, and especially at Life Care Services. So I absolutely love that story. And I love the fact that not only do you have the story, but you have the pictures, you have the audio, you have the video, you really have the same person, you know, because for so many years, all we had was just in writing. And now, like you said, you could actually record that person. So that's really, really exciting. So, you know, as we talk about, really getting to know the person. We know that in healthcare, we are so focused on person-centered care, and that it's critical not only from a quality of life, a quality of care, but a regulatory standpoint, that we are really focused on person-centered. And there are actually, even with the new requirements of participation, there are new sections of the regulations and specific F tags that could be cited if in fact in skilled nursing that we don't know the resident's strengths or goals, their preferences, etc. So talk a little bit about Life Bio as it relates to the really important part of person-centered and person-centered care planning in a skilled environment.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we think this is very important, because the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid require person-centered care. It's in all of there was some updates and regulations a few months ago, and now we see that it's being made even more crystal clear that communities that have a long-term care environment need to treat residents with respect and dignity and enhance their quality of life and recognize individuality. And to that end, we're supposed to have these care plans that are very, very personalized. And in order to really help them achieve, you know, work together with people to maintain and enhance well-being. And so the only way you really can, in my opinion, have a complete care plan is if you do know, like you said, the strengths and goals, the life history, and the preferences. And then you can also come up with a resident-centered activity program. So there's actually F679, okay, that is the actual regulation for saying that you need to have be aware of people's hobbies and preferences, and, you know, come up with ways, things they always have loved to do should be part of that calendar. It just should not be this cookie cutter calendar. I mean, my hope is we continue to personalize daily, weekly, monthly things that are going on in communities that are really wrapping around who those people are that live in this home. This is their home, and this is a place where they're getting their personal needs for activities met. Now, one more thing is on dementia care, there's behavioral health services. So this is F679 as well. So we have to have individualized approaches and non-drug approaches for people who have memory challenges. So when somebody isn't engaged and feels like they've lost their sense of self, it's a problem, and you can feel that. You know, we need to make sure people have a chance to not be bored and feel very connected. They have a need to be attached to people and feel included and have their, you know, things they love to do, even something related to past occupation as part of their day, and to feel identity, feel warmth. And so it's important they'll feel fulfilled and satisfied by having something that is about them, and they've always been this. So even if they can't even communicate, Laura, what can we talk about with them that has a chance to make their eyes light up, or a special guest, or knowing exactly their favorite music because we asked them or their family, asked them in the past, or we asked their family right now exactly what kind of music they love.
Well, and how do you do that? Because, you know, you when you talk about activities just by itself, you know, and you've got you know, a large group of residents who could have different you know, cultural preferences, hobbies, religion, etc. How do you go about getting that information on the residents through Life Bio? So just kind of just nuts and bolts. How do you do that? Because I kind of like to look at examples of how that happens.
Okay. Well, very quickly, what we do is we're asking some specific things that we think will give us what we need. So we want to know about their hometown and neighborhood. We actually want to know about their family, a little bit about their past family, because we find that when you're 80, it's really interesting to be reminded or thinking about your parents and grandparents and then spouses and children and such too. But their family matters. Their school experience, their work experience, activities and interests. You know, we have a kind of a detailed way that we don't just say, do you like, you know, music? You know, we want to dig in deeper on, okay, do you have a collection? What have you always collected? What are your, do you like animals? I mean, are we talking zoo animals? Or you like, you know, this type of pet? We want all those details. And so that's, you know, have you always sewed, crocheted? We want to know the details. Okay. And we also want to know greatest accomplishments. By the way, we had a CEO of a company in his past who said his greatest accomplishment was teaching his grandson to read.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right? I mean, yeah. What do people see as their greatest accomplishment? That alone. And then beliefs and values. Because honestly, even people who have memory challenges will give some of the most remarkable things they will say when you ask them some advice or something they believe. They'll share really powerful things. So we want to make sure we're asking. And even, you know, wherever people are, they have goals for the future. What are you trying to accomplish now? How can we support you in reaching that goal? So a few examples. I'm looking at a couple examples. Here's Russ. Through this process, we now know that because we have a one-page summary of his story, that he would like to take a motorcycle ride. He should be honored for his service on Veterans Day. He would like to watch movies about the best roller coasters. And he should visit a farm. And he's been a police officer for many, many years. So a police officer should be invited in to meet with him and talk. Many of those things I just named off, I think other people would enjoy. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's meeting Russ's needs, but it's meeting others. And here's another example. Dolores would like to hear classic hymns. She loves tea, so we should have like a tea event. She likes teaching. So, you know, even meeting with the teacher or listening to children read to her, even though she has dementia, that would make sense if you taught school for 30 years, that you still like to listen to children read, even if you could not even respond that much, right? So those are a few examples of what I'm saying when I mean once we know the basics, we can go further. If they can't tell it for themselves, we're actually able to talk to their family to get a lot of the basics.
And I'm already connecting with Dolores because I like tea also, and I have my own teacup collection, et cetera. So Dolores and I would already have something in common with that. So those are great, great, great examples. So, you know, when we're talking about, okay, so we've talked about the benefits of Life Bio. I've seen it personally through the work that you've done in our communities. So I have that firsthand knowledge of this. But we've talked a little bit from a regulatory standpoint. What about from a marketing standpoint? You know, competition in assisted living and memory care is you know, really competitive. And it's not only competitive from the owners and operators, but as a family member, choosing the right community, the right care setting for your loved one. So where do you see the market going with everything and how it relates to Life Bio?
Well, I think consumers and you know, the families out there who are working closely with their loved one to find the perfect home for them as they, you know, age and need a little more assistance are going to be savvy shoppers. And they're going to look for that warmth and comfort and a feeling of familiarity. And frankly, families want to know that the community is going to love their mom or their grandpa as much as they do or try to, right? So a deep knowledge of the that person is going to make a difference in how they the community is compared, I guess, to other communities. And I guess I'm seeing more and more interest in this. So I feel like we're moving to a place where the story is just a given. You know, it can be gathered in a variety of ways, but how is that being known? And I think it's smart that LCS has already recognized that, and so many of your communities are definitely ahead of the game and knowing that they must get this info so that they can use it. Because the only point of having the story is that somebody's reading it and thinking about it and connecting with people and talking about it together. And I think, I mean, we like to think that we're, you know, part of the solution. We're helping your communities have it right in front of them. And the family wants a legacy. I mean, only 1 in 10 people probably ever get this information written down for their kids or grandkids. It's kind of a daunting process if you are looking at a blank sheet of paper going, hey, what should my kids know about me?
Right, so, right.
And we feel like the families are going, oh, thank goodness. I had no idea how I'd get this done. And now I'm being motivated because the community's partnering with me. And they have this company called Life Bio that, hey, I can talk. We can record them over the phone or use the web or write it down when we come to visit.
But my only regret is that I didn't meet you before my mother and father had passed away, because there's a billion things that I every day think about. Oh, I wish I would have known that. Or I knew this person's first name, but I never knew their last name. And my sisters don't remember and don't know, and I don't know. And my mother was the last to know that person's last name. So, you know, it's gone. There are so many things, like you said. So I think, can you talk for a minute about the process? Do you do this? Does it have to all be done immediately the first time someone moves into a community? Is it a process? And then you said the families have a legacy. What does that legacy look like?
Yeah, it does not have to happen all at once. No, we like to at least get some initial info, and it goes and it's safely stored inside lifebio.com. There's a Life Bio app too that people can download, and then they can video record their loved one. And we've had a 95-year-old insist on doing his story via the app, by the way. So, you know, we've said, hey, you've got these other options, because we weren't sure the technology would be okay for him, but no. He had to use the app, the video recording.
He wants to do the app.
That was it. There
fabulous.
Was no other way. Loved it. We loved it. So it can happen over time because people have a lot of things to say. So it can be kind of, okay, let's get the basics down. All right, now, do you want to do more? You can come back and add more. And the family wants to be able to access that later. So that's, again, one reason why Life.com is storing all of this. These photos, these videos, if we've done an audio recording via phone for the family, for a loved one with memory challenges, if the written word is recorded inside left out, all of it is in one place. So that's nice. Then the son or daughter, somebody wants to access it, print it later. Oops, mom forgot this photo and I've got it at my house. Sometimes they want to contribute to the story. And it's also possible for the ongoing story. You know, in a community, there's all kinds of things happening. So photos of that person participating in whatever's happening today can, of course, become part of their life bio because life goes on. They're going to live to be 105.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So Beth, I think that's about all the time we have today. But for those who are not familiar with Life Bio and want to learn more, and for our listeners who are familiar but still want to learn more and maybe get in touch with you, what's your Facebook page and what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Okay. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/LifeBio. That's like LIFE. B as in boy, I-O. Life is like the cereal, life, bio, life bio. And then our phone number is 866-LIFE-BIO. That's 866-543-3246. And is that all you want to know?
I think so. That's wonderful. Just want to make sure that our listeners have a way to get a hold of you. So I really thank you today. This was a really good dialogue. And hopefully, perhaps we can have you back again sometime. We'll talk about some other areas of Life Bio. So for our listeners, that's all we have time today. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll join us next time.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.